We are joined by a UCLA gymnast, a 2018 NCAA team champion, a 2018 NCAA co-champion on floor, a 2018 Pac-12 co-champion on floor. She is a six-time All-American. She scored a perfect 10 in the floor routine at the 2019 Collegiate Challenge in Anaheim. UCLA going up against Stanford on Sunday, 4 p.m. Pacific time. Caitlin Ohashi is my guest. Caitlin, so nice to meet you. Good to have you on the show. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Thanks for having me. Really nice to have you. You know, I'm so happy to talk to you because it's been nearly 2 weeks since you had that perfect 10 floor routine in Anaheim that absolutely blew up online. We've been talking about it being international news. You're getting love from all over the world, from members of Congress, from my friend Jemele Hill. The list goes on and on. I've got to ask, what has your life been like the last 2 weeks?
It's been crazy. I feel like I've been in interview after interview. My social media has been like through the roof. You know, honestly, I've only got recognized a couple times, but I do see a couple people like looking at me funny, but no, it's been really cool and I'm grateful for everything.
Yeah, it's really so neat. And that was your fourth career perfect 10 on the floor. Now, whenever I have an elite athlete on the show like you and they do something truly special, I always ask the question, did you know going into the event that you had something special in you that day? What was your sense going into that?
Oh my gosh, going into it was super funny because that was my first time doing the split double leg in the competition. And I was honestly like, okay, just like try and make it. And so, you know, like I didn't have too much expectations going in. I was just going to have fun and perform and and it all came together that day, I guess.
I want to make sure that the listeners understand that. I mean, the story was, and you just said it, you changed your first tumbling pass that week to the split double layout, and then you nailed it. What was it like to nail that thing on a big stage like that? And as you look back on the routine, what else do you remember?
I just remember, like, after I hit that pass, and then my second pass was, I upgraded this year. And so it was really cool to, like, after that pass, the second pass, everything was like perfect and spot on. And so I was like, okay, this is going to be fun. Like I was just, you know, clapping with the audience and having a good time out there. And I remember like the audience would get really loud at times and then really quiet. And it was like, they were super engaged. And it was a really cool feeling.
Caitlin Ohashi joining us. Is it like a lot of other athletes talk about when things are like, when you're in the zone, was it all in slow motion? What did it feel like?
No, I wouldn't say slow motion. I think, you know, it was just like any floor team. Like I was just, you know, I don't even know. I just going through the motions, but like just enjoying myself, honestly.
I mean, I absolutely, right? It looked like you were having the time of your life. People watching were having so much fun. Do you have any idea when you left the floor what the reaction was going to be like online? And then as this thing started to gain momentum and started to get bigger and bigger and bigger, faster and faster, what was that like?
Yeah, I had no idea leaving the floor that anything like that was going to happen. So last year, my routine went viral too, and we were just kind of trying to up this one with joyful music and more intricate dancing. And so when it wasn't televised or anything, our videographer, Deanna, decided to put it online through UCLA Gymnastics, and I was ice skating at the time when my phone was like blowing up on Twitter, and I was just like, why are my notifications going off? Like typically I have them turned off, and it was crazy. So then I start realizing like people are sending me screenshots and like this person's tweeting you and like all this. So yeah, I wasn't expecting all of that attention, but especially so soon, because that was the second meet of the year.
Right, and your phone's going crazy, but then you get like, how about Janet Jackson? Janet Jackson retweets the video with, quote, amazing 10-10-10. What did it mean to see that?
Oh, my gosh. I had to sit down for that one. That one it's like, what? Like, she was literally a lot of the inspiration behind the routine. So just the fact that she even noticed it and said something about it was so crazy. Like, such high-profile people noticing, I don't know, a UCLA gymnast, me.
UCLA gymnast Caitlin Ohashi is my guest. I want to say one of my favorite things of all, though, one of my favorite parts of this was to see every single one of your teammates in the background doing the routine right along with you, and they're just as happy, if not happier, for you than even you, maybe, when you nailed it. How would you describe the bond that you have with that team, and what's it like being part of that group?
Oh, my gosh. It's such a team dynamic thing, and, like, coming from elite where you are mostly an individual, it's like crazy. And to have that support, because it's like no matter what happens, they always have your back, and we always do it for each other, and the love, and it's amazing to be a part of something like that.
That was really fun to see. Now, the thing is, if you look at the performance in a vacuum, that'd be worthy of this conversation or a lot of the interviews you've done, but there's so much more that goes into it. That was not in a vacuum. As you point out, that was not your first 10 on the floor. You had that monster routine last year against Oklahoma that also was amazing. But I think what people are now appreciating is your journey. If you go back a few years, you were on the national team at 12. You were an Olympic hopeful. You seemed to have everything. But how were you feeling at that point? Did you love gymnastics then?
No, I think throughout that whole entire portion of my gymnastics career, I had lost my joy through the sport, and I honestly didn't like it at all. I felt like I was doing it for everyone else besides myself. So I went through a really hard time, and that's kind of when I got injured and took a step back and got to really, like, rediscover my love for the sport again after, like, a full year of being out. And that's when I decided, like, switch my career and, like, goal path, just because my body honestly couldn't even handle anything else if I wanted to. So, yeah, it was a blessing in disguise.
So the time off was great, but also at that time, people were talking about your weight. And in a piece for the Players Tribune, you said that you were told that it was embarrassing how big you had become, and you were actually compared to a bird that couldn't fly. I mean, what a terrible, terrible thing for somebody to hear, much less somebody that age. At that age, what was it like to hear things like that?
I definitely believed it. I think as an impressionable young girl, everything I heard, I would take in and I would absorb. And I hated even looking in the mirror at that point. I felt ashamed. And, yeah, I definitely would have agreed to everything everyone was saying to me and about me. So it was really, really tough.
All right, so you kept battling and you tried to play through and fight through the injuries. And then, as you point out, you did step away finally. You need that time off and you went to college. And maybe there were some around you who were not thrilled with that decision, but you had to do what you had to do for you. And then the joy started to come back, right? How did the joy return? What was that like? How'd you rediscover the joy?
I would say after my freshman year and going through that whole adapting to college and realizing that my coaches were on my side, like, Miss Bao was a huge part of me, like, finding my joy again. She allowed me to discover me as a person before an athlete, and it took off this pressure from gymnastics, and I was able to come back and feel like I was validated as more than just this gymnast. And that meant so much to me, in the fact that she would, like, hang out with me and just ask me about how I was doing. That was, yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? So the final thought then, I mean, let's be clear about this too. Your coach, Valerie Condos Field, who is an absolute legend, to your point, does not just talk about gymnastics. She talks about living a powerful and successful life. So then what's it been like to hear the impact that you've had on people in the last 2 weeks, and not just because of your floor routine, but because of who you are and how you live?
I think it's really neat, because never would I have imagined all of this. And it's kind of like I've been living my life trying to find the passion that I have for everything outside of gymnastics. And it's kind of just opened a lot of doors, and it's super exciting that I'm not just seen as a gymnast, because that's what I feel like I've been, like, trying to work on, not being an athlete. And it's really inspiring to see that other people see that as well.
The performance in and of itself is absolutely an amazing thing to see you execute that, to see the kind of joy you experienced, especially given where you started, where you had to come from. And then, of course, the bigger picture is there's so much more to me than just that. The whole story is amazing, and what an amazing couple of weeks it's been. The future is extremely bright. Caitlin, so nice to meet you, so nice to talk to you, and I really appreciate you making the time for it.
Thank you so much. Good talking to you, too.
You too. Caitlin Ohashi. If you haven't seen this, and I'd be shocked if you hadn't because everybody has, it's an amazing thing to see. Her performance is absolutely amazing and hard to cover an entire story like that in 10 minutes or less. But from where she was when she was 12 and an Olympic hopeful and injured and taking a step away to come back and have the career she's had. And then even then to say what's most gratifying is I don't want to be known only as an athlete. There's more to me than that. What a great conversation.